K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Vicky.
Vicky, how are you?
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Uh-oh.
Just okay?
Well, that's why I'm calling today. I'm hoping that I will feel better after today.
Well, here's hoping we can help.
Okay, I was just wanting to know why this guy is not getting back to me. I need your help.
Well, that's to the point.
Straightforward, and yeah, what's the guy's name? What's going on?
Okay, his name is Phil, and, you know, everything seemed to be going well so far. We met at the Starbucks down on Brown Street.
Oh, right by us.
Yeah, it's right down the street from us, yeah.
Yeah, right by you guys. We met in line, just talking to me, a small talk about what we're going to get for breakfast. Really liked the spinach wrap. Everything was really natural. And we ended up going out on a date later that day. We went down to Spaghetti Warehouse.
Yes!
Oh, that's one of Nancy and I's favorites.
Good, right?
This bodes well.
This is great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So I was really excited. One of my favorites. So I was like, perfect. So that all went well, so well that I invited him back to my place. He seemed to really be into everything. Everything was super natural. You know, he was complimenting my place. He really liked how I got it decorated. And what I really liked, he commented on all the family photos I had up.
Which oh,
I
cool.
Was a nice. Fine family man, you know.
Yeah.
Appreciating things like that, which you don't find in every guy. So everything's just going well. We talked a little bit about my family. And I was just excited. He wanted to know more about me, just didn't seem like he had different intentions, you know.
Hmm.
Was interested in my family and what I was all about. And then we had a little goodnight kiss. We planned our next date, but then I didn't hear from him.
Well, Phil sounds perplexing, Fry.
You're not a bad kisser, are you?
Oh, I mean, I hope not. I mean, he seemed he wanted to go back for more.
Oh, that's it.
You know, like, it was a pretty solid goodnight kiss, I thought.
Okay.
So I wanted to end it there.
I have a good feeling, Fry.
I got a good feeling, too.
We're going to do this.
Here's what we're going to do. You said his name's Phil, right?
Okay. Phil, yes.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to throw you on hold for a second. We're going to get Phil on the line and see what he's got to say, and you can listen in.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
You know, Vicky, now, Fry, we haven't been to Spaghetti Warehouse forever.
No, it has been a little while.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
The bread.
Sangria. That's what I'm thinking. Sangria, right?
Right.
Sangria. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the bread, you know?
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Hold on a second. Here we go. The phone's actually ringing, so be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Fry?
I'm doing excellent. Phil, hi.
Hey.
He's like, who
He's
is
like,
this?
What is going on?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from
K99. Oh, okay. I had no idea what was going on.
I know, you're like, you were so nice, though. You're like, okay.
Just go along with it.
Don't want to buy siding.
I'm a salesman. I got it.
I don't want to blow a lead, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
hey, do you have a few seconds? I know you're probably busy.
Yeah, I wish. I'm here. I have time for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, Phil, here's what we're calling. We got a phone call from somebody asking for help, and it has to do with you. Vicky called us, and she said you guys had a pretty decent date, met at Starbucks, went to one of Nancy and I's favorites.
Yeah.
And had a little dinner, Spaghetti Warehouse, but she hasn't heard back from you, and she's wondering what's going on.
She sounds really nice.
Wow. This is amazing. Vicky was a great girl. I really liked her. Really great girl. It's just.
What?
I don't know. It's not something that we probably can pursue, I don't think.
Why?
Are you married?
Yeah, are
no,
you?
No. Not married. Nothing even that normal. It's beyond that. It's very strange.
Do tell.
We want to hear.
You know what happened? She called us wanting to know, so.
She's good. She's a good girl. It's just too... Okay, I'll tell you. The day after I saw her, I mean, we had this great time. We went back to her house. She was showing me these family photos. They're very cool. She seems like she comes from a great place, you know? It was just really nice to be around her. So I just happened to run into my mother the next day. And you know, she's always asking me, have I ever met anybody?
Well, of course.
Sounds like your mom, right?
I know, right?
Exactly. So I described to her these pictures, and I'm describing this town and this pharmacy with that one of her relatives works in, and her mom, and then all of a sudden my mom's face just goes white, and I'm just going, well, what's the deal? This is too weird to even
come on.
Share.
No, she just wants to know. She needs an answer.
Does your mom know her or something?
My dad, this is completely bizarre. My dad had a family prior to marrying my mom.
Okay.
And long story short, the people I described are the exact people that were in his life with this other family, including the mom.
Right.
We checked the names of these people. It is the mom.
Okay.
So we're related. We're related in that her dad is my dad.
What?
Oh, my God, no.
What?
It's way too small of a state, I guess.
We have the same dad.
I've been afraid to call her back because it's just too weird. But you know what? I don't think we're really technically illegal or anything. She's really cute. So I don't see anything wrong with it at this point.
What? Wait a minute. You don't,
what?
Phil, real quick. Now, what was it you were just saying there?
I'm just saying I don't think we're illegal. I mean, we're like second cousins or something because it's not – we don't have the exact same parents. I don't see what the problem is at this point.
That's your half-sister.
Yeah, we have the same dad, Phil. I don't know why. That's so gross.
By the way, there she is.
We're related.
It's not the same.
You're my brother,
We don't have the exact same blood. It's not like we can't.
Yes, it is. We have the same dad. You're my brother. That's gross. We kissed. That's disgusting.
Ew.
Ew.
That is so gross.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, so it's not like the second okay.
No, we have the same dad. Our kid would have one grandpa.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at least I held back from calling you. I guess now you know why. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I knew that, I wouldn't have been, I certainly wouldn't have French kissed you.
Oh! If
I knew that. Oh, my God. I can't think, that's just, this is so gross. This is just good. I mean, you were okay with it. Like, you were going to, you maybe would have called
me. No, I'm doing the math. I didn't do the math right away.
No, you didn't.
So you
one
understand now, right?
That would be awesome.
Well, yeah, it's the blood thing, and it's not second cousin. I was just thinking second cousin.
Even second cousin. Phil, that's gross.
Oh, man.
There are enough people in the world. You don't have to date your family.
Yeah, we had that come up one time before, didn't we?
Yeah, they were like third cousins or something, though, but yeah.
You got to admit, it's the most bizarre coincidence ever.
That's weird.
You know,
I'm just really grossed out now.
No wonder you like the same stuff.
Exactly.
No.
I guess no. This isn't even funny, actually.
No.
I'm sorry. Don't tell my mother what happened, I guess.
Well, hopefully she didn't listen.
I hope I don't even remember what happened later.
Oh.
I hope I forget about all of this.
Well, obviously not a second date, but...
maybe we can send you some scope, complimentary scope.
No.
Yeah, maybe, you know, some like genealogy people who can help you with your family history.
Family tree people.
I think
I know now. I need to pre-screen.
I didn't know, so I don't think we're guilty. I don't feel guilty. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, man.
But they're arguing like siblings.
They are, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Vicky made it. Actually, she's the one who made it happen. So I wasn't going to say no. She was pretty aggressive about it. So.
I learned now. Ask people who their dads are.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Out with them.
Well, hopefully you guys can develop some sort of
I'd like to talk to you still, but
yeah. I don't know. I don't really. He was going to date a second cousin. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Maybe just give it a little while.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Take a little break from each other.
Cooling off.
Revisit his brother and sister.
Maybe the Christmas card or something. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd rather go back to work than talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
I think a family reunion's kind of out of the question, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think my mother would be up for it either.
Well.
Sorry about this. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay,
for exposing
Phil.
Exposing me to the public.
All right. Not sure my day got better,
chair.
But.
Well,
at least I know.
Yep, there you go, Vicky. At least you know.
Oh,
at least I know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.